In his book Underland, I find Robert McFarlane's description of an over 10,000-year-old burial cave in the Mendips in Somerset emotional and poignant. There, ancient people whose lives were short and harsh carried the bodies of their dead to a hard-to-access cave, and for each burial opened and resealed the cave to protect them. They placed necklaces of pierced periwinkle shell and pieces of ammonite fossil with their dead. This 10,000-year-old evidence of our instinct to create a secure place for our dead fills me with sadness for the pain of all those families of the disappeared during conflicts from all over the world, including here at home, whose pleas for the return of their bodies for burial fall on hearts of stone. The graves of those we love can become the mooring lines which prevent our grief from capsizing us. Pity, therefore, the families of the over 10,000 migrants and refugees who to date have drowned in the Mediterranean. Many have been buried in unmarked graves wherever their bodies have washed to shore. The only glimmer of hope is in the response of individuals. Among them, Antonello Argo, a coroner in Sicily, who, in his own time, gathers the evidence that will help families identify their loved ones in the future. He explains why he does it. "I think it is a doctor's duty, in fact, any human being's duty, to give back dignity, importance, and most of all, identity to those who have represented something in someone else's life. It's called compassion.